Study Unit 5, the Unemployment Insurance. Discuss how unemployment insurance is regulated in South Africa. Unemployment insurance in South Africa is regulated mainly by the Unemployment Insurance Act 63 of 2001 and the Unemployment Insurance Contributions Act 4 of 2002. The former provides the payment of unemployment insurance benefits, and the latter regulates the collection of contributions and establishes the Unemployment Insurance Fund. All employees are expected to pay 2% of the remuneration of an employee to the Commissioner of the South African Revenue Service or to the Unemployment Insurance Commissioner. How do you define an employee? An employee is defined as any natural person who receives remuneration or to whom remuneration occurs in respect of services rendered or to be rendered by that person, but excludes any independent contractor. Next, what is the purpose of the Unemployment Insurance Act? The purpose of the Unemployment Insurance Act is to insure employees against the temporary loss of employment and not to provide income for persons who have left the labor market and who are unwilling to work. It is also important to note that the South African system of unemployment insurance is based on the principles of insurance. Only those who have previously contributed to the Unemployment Insurance Fund, known as the UIF, may claim benefits, and participation in the scheme is compulsory for those who are unemployed. The UIA is centered to the operation of the unemployment insurance in South Africa, and it is important to note that it aims to establish the Unemployment Insurance Fund to provide for the payment from the Fund of Unemployment Benefit to certain employees, and for the payment of illnesses, maternity, adoption, and dependence benefits related to the unemployment of such employees. To provide for the establishment of the Unemployment Insurance Board, the functions of the board, and the designation of the Unemployment Insurance Commissioner. The UIA provides for the payment of unemployment benefits. The UICA, on the other hand, takes care of the imposition and collection of contributions for the benefit of the Unemployment Insurance Fund and establishes procedures for the collection of these contributions. The UICA, unlike the UIA, provides for the collection of contributions. Next, what are the following four conditions that must be satisfied before a contributor can claim benefits? 1. The reason for unemployment must be the termination of the contributor's unemployment. 2. The contributor must apply in accordance with the prescribed requirements. 3. The contributor must be registered as a work seeker. 4. The contributor must be capable of work and available to do so. Next, how are payments of unemployment benefits made? Payment of unemployment benefits will be made at the employment office at which the application was made. In terms of the UIA, failure by the contributor to report at the specific times and places and on the specific dates will disqualify him or her from receiving benefits. Illness benefits. Next, where does a right to illness benefit apply? A right to illness benefits applies to contributors who are unable to work due to illnesses. A contributor qualifies for illness benefits in terms of a UIA only if he or she has exhausted all illness benefits claimable in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, or in terms of any collective agreement or contract of employment if the period of illness is less than 14 days. Refusal to undergo medical treatment will also disenable the contributor from receiving benefits. Discuss maternity benefits. A contributor who is pregnant is entitled to maternity benefits for a period of pregnancy or delivery and the period thereafter. However, the benefit may not be more than the remuneration the contributor would have received if he or she had not been on maternity leave. An application must be made at least 8 weeks before childbirth. Discuss adoption benefits. A contributor is entitled to adoption benefits if the period that the contributor was not working was spent caring for the child, the adopted child is below the age of 2, and the child has adopted in terms of the Child Care Act 38 of 2005. Next, discuss defendant's benefits. A surviving spouse or a life partner of a contributor is entitled to dependent's benefits. The dependent must make an application within 6 months of the date of death of the contributor. The benefit payable to the dependent is the unemployment benefit that would have been payable to the deceased contributor if the contributor had been alive. Discuss enforcement, dispute resolution, including litigation. A person who is entitled to benefits may appeal to a regional appeals committee if he or she is aggrieved by a decision of the UIA commissioner. The committee may confirm or vary the decision in question, or rescind it and substitute its own decision for that of the decision subject to appeal. If a person is dissatisfied with the decision of the Regional Appeals Committee, he or she may refer the matter to the National Appeals Committee for a decision. The decision of the latter is final but subject to judicial review. Discuss the Unemployment Insurance Contributions Act 4 of 2002. The UICA was enacted to provide for the payment of contributions for the benefit of the Unemployment Insurance Fund and to put in place procedures for the collection of contributions. The UICA applies to all employers and employees, including domestic and seasonal workers, other than an employee who is employed for less than 24 hours a month. An employee who receives remuneration under the leadership agreement, employers and employees in the national and provincial spheres of the government, and employees who entered the Republic for the purpose of carrying out a contract of service and upon termination thereof are required to leave the Republic. An employer to whom the UICA applies must apply for registration to the Commissioner of the South African Revenue Service or the Unemployment Insurance Commissioner. An employer who fails to pay the full amount payable or before the last day for payment pays interest on the outstanding amount. A penalty of 10% of the unpaid amount is payable in respect of late payments in addition to interest on the unpaid contributions. Any person convicted of an offence related to compulsory unemployment insurance is liable on conviction to a fine or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 12 months, or to both a fine and such imprisonment. Next, discuss employer assistance in respect of unemployment. Apart from unemployment, insurance available to an employee, he or she may also receive severance pay. You must familiarize yourself with the concept of severance pay and also know how it affects the employee's right to the payment of unemployment insurance benefits in terms of the UIA. Take special note to the two important pieces of legislation governing unemployment in this country, which is the Unemployment Insurance Act 63 of 2001 and the Unemployment Insurance Contributions Act 4 of 2002.